Imagine perfect chaos. You know, like white noise, that totally random hiss from an old radio or TV static. Now, picture something completely different. A really elegant structured wave equation, like the Korteweg de Vries equation, the KdV equation. It describes these, well, surprisingly stable waves in shallow water. They seem like polar opposites, right? Pure randomness versus structured dynamics. But what if I told you that the KdV equation, even with all its nonlinear complexity, actually preserves white noise? Yeah, it takes that randomness, lets it evolve, and statistically, it comes out exactly the same. It's pretty wild.
It really is, and that's what we're diving into today, this fantastic paper, KdV Preserves White Noise. It's by Jeremy Questel and Benedict Valcoe from Communications and Mathematical Physics back in 2008. And our mission really is to unpack this. It sounds abstract, I know, but we want to walk through how they proved it. It's this beautiful story of different mathematical ideas coming together. And hopefully you'll get a real shortcut to understanding why this preservation of randomness is such a neat insight into complex systems.
Okay, let's do it. So maybe let's start with the basics. Our main characters, if you will. First up, the KdV equation. For folks who work with PDEs, what are we looking at?
Right. So KdV, it's a nonlinear partial differential equation. You'll often see it written ut 6ux plus uxx equals 0. So breaking that down a bit is just how the wave changes over time. Pretty standard.
Okay.
Then there's the 6ux term. That's the nonlinear bit, and it's really crucial. It's what causes things like waves steepening up. And finally, the xx, the third derivative term. That handles dispersion, different frequencies traveling at different speeds, spreading the wave out.
Ah, right. The balance between those gives you things like.
Exactly. Things like shallow water waves or those famous solitons, these incredibly stable waves that just keep their shape. KdV basically defines how an initial wave, let's call it F, evolves over time t into ut. We call that the evolution operator. Same.
Got it. So it's a powerful tool for describing these waves. But usually, for equations like this, you need really smooth starting points, right? Nice, well-behaved initial waves. I imagine dealing with something super irregular, like noise, must have been a big problem.
Oh, absolutely. That was a major hurdle for a long time. KdV's behavior is pretty intricate, and standard techniques really struggled with rough initial conditions. This is where Kapler and Topalov made a huge breakthrough. Their work, Theorem 1.1 in the paper, showed something really important. They proved that KdV can actually be extended. It works as a continuous group of operators, S, not just on smooth functions, but on a space called H1T.
H1T. Okay, for those of us maybe less familiar with Sobolev spaces, what does that mean practically?
Yeah, good question. Think of H1T as a space that allows for much rougher things than standard functions. It includes distributions. So it means KdV can handle inputs that aren't smooth functions at all, things that are more like noise. This was absolutely key. It opened the door to even asking the question, what happens if you feed white noise into KdV?
Okay, that makes sense. It sort of broadens the definition of what KdV can work with.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the other player then. White noise, we have an intuitive idea, but what's the mathematical definition here? Specifically, this mean zero white noise Q row they focus on.
Right. Mathematically, QO, or mean zero white noise, is defined as a probability measure. It lives on a space of distributions, not functions. A useful way to picture it is like an infinite sum. Imagine taking infinitely many independent Gaussian random variables, you know, classic bell curve randomness, each with an average of zero and a variance of one. Then you scale them by some basis functions and add them all up.
Infinite random bumps, essentially.
Kind of, yeah. And mean zero just confirms the average value is zero. It's designed to be the purest form of statistical randomness you can really define, infinitely rough or jagged.
Okay, so now we put them together. You've got this perfectly chaotic, infinitely rough signal. QuRO. And you've got this structured, nonlinear, but deterministic equation, KdV. Like you said, it feels really counterintuitive. My first thought would be KdV either smooths the noise out, or maybe the nonlinearity makes it explode into something even weirder.
Exactly. That's the standard intuition. Why wouldn't it change it? And that's why the main result, Theorem 1.2, is so striking. It just states Q0 equal Q0.
The KdV evolution, SD, acting on the white noise measure, QuRO, leaves it unchanged. Q.
Precisely. It means white noise is invariant under KdV. If you start with white noise, run it through the KdV dynamics for any time tier, what you end up with is still statistically white noise.
It's like stirring a perfectly mixed salad.
That's a great analogy. It stays perfectly mixed. The specific arrangement changes constantly, but the overall statistical mixedness, the whiteness of the noise, is completely preserved.
Wow. Okay. So how do they prove something so unexpected? The paper apparently takes a bit of a detour.
It does. To get to the proof for KdV, we actually need to look at a sibling equation first. The modified Korteweg de Vries equation, or mKdV.
Modified KdV. Okay, what's different about it?
The structure is very similar. It's written 6p2 plus fixed xx equals 0. The key change is that nonlinear term.
Instead of ooks in KdV, it's fix.
Exactly. That fic makes it different, modifies the nonlinear interaction. It seems like a small change, but it leads to different dynamics. However, it turns out mKdV has its own story about invariant measures, which is crucial here.
So mKdV also preserves something.
Yes. This brings in the work of Bourgain. Theorem 2.2 in the paper points to his result. He showed that a specific measure, a kind of weighted Gibbs measure called PO, is invariant under the mKdV flow.
Another specific statistical state.
Right. It's defined in a more complex way than white noise, involving the energy TI and another conserved quantity related to something called CAF. But the core idea is the same. Start in state PO, evolve with mKdV, and you stay in state PO. And just like with KdV, there was this initial issue of making sure mKdV was well-defined on the right space for this measure.
The same roughness problem.
Pretty much, yeah. Bourgain tackled it, but the rigorous footing came later from Kapler and Topalov again. Theorem 2.1 confirms mKdV is well-posed on LT, the space where this invariant measure, POO, lives.
Okay, so mKdV has this established invariant measure, POO. You mentioned it conserves certain things.
Yeah.
What keeps POO stable?
Well, it conserves the LO norm, ETOT, which is like conserving energy or mass. But the really special part involves this other conserved quantity, derived from something the paper calls J. It involves these terms K and K. The exact formula for K is a bit much, like ETOT dx.
Definitely non-trivial.
Right. But conceptually, think of it as capturing some specific complex feature of the shape of Fay that the mKdV dynamics just happen to leave unchanged. The paper rigorously shows its time derivative is zero. That conservation is vital. It's the hidden structure within mKdV.
Okay, this is getting interesting. We have mKdV in its special preserve state, QCO, and we have KdV, which we want to show preserves white noise, QI. How do we connect them? Is there some kind of translator between the two equations?
There is, and it's this really clever mathematical tool called the Mira transform. It's given by FEX plus CEF 1TDV.
Your transform, what does it do?
Its fundamental job is to take solutions of mKdV and map them directly into solutions of KdV. If FEF solves mKdV, then F solve KdV. It's a bridge between the two worlds.
Neat. But again, does this bridge work for the rough stuff? Does it connect the spaces where these invariant measures actually live?
Yes, and that's another crucial piece from Kapler and Topalov, Theorem 3.1. They showed that this Mura transform can be extended, let's call the extension, to map between the relevant function spaces, specifically from LT, where mKdV's measure lives, to H80, where KdV's white noise lives.
Oh.
And not only does it map between them, it does so perfectly. It's continuous, one-to-one, and onto. A perfect correspondence. And here's the kicker. It commutes with the dynamics. So, SDE, SD.
Meaning, you can evolve with mKdV and then apply Mura, or apply Mura first, and then evolve with KdV, SDP, and you end up in the same place.
Exactly. The order doesn't matter. This commutation is the linchpin that lets us relate the invariance in one system to the invariance in the other.
Okay, picture is forming. We have mKdV re-preserving PRs. We have KdV, which we suspect preserves QO. And we have the Mura transform linking their solutions and dynamics. What's the final connection? How does white noise itself, Kiro, enter this mKdV picture?
This is the masterstroke, really. It comes from work by Cambronero and McKeon, cited as Theorem 4.1. They discovered something amazing. The Mura transform, when applied to the invariant measure of mKdV, Euro-Euro, gives you exactly mean zero white noise.
Wait, really? So Kiro Euro Audio is transform of mKdV's special preserved state is white noise.
That's it. It's an incredible connection. The specific kind of statistical order preserved by mKdV is precisely the thing that maps via Mura onto perfect statistical randomness.
That seems almost paradoxical.
Yeah.
How does transforming something specific and ordered result in pure noise? Is there any intuition for why that mapping works out?
The paper mentions a heuristic argument for it, which involves the Jacobian of the transform. Think of the Jacobian as a factor that tells you how probabilities or densities change when you transform coordinates.
Like stretching or squeezing space.
Sort of, yeah, but for probability measures. In this case, the Jacobian involves those conserved KO terms we mentioned earlier. It turns out this factor precisely accounts for the change needed to go from the structure of P or Euro to the flat, uniform randomness of Q. It looks a bit like magic, but it can be formally derived using deeper math like Green functions and determinants.
Okay, wow. All these pieces, Kepler, Toplov, Borgin, Mura, Cameronero, McKeon, it's quite a lineage. So now, with all that groundwork laid, how does the final proof for KdV preserving white noise actually work?
It becomes remarkably elegant. It's basically a short chain of substitutions using all these theorems we've just talked about. Let's trace it, like in equation 5.1 in the paper. Step one, we start with what we want to know. ST0, KdV acting on white noise.
Okay.
Step two, use Cambronero and McKeon, theorem 4.1. We know Q is just your white euro, so substitute that in. STTR.
Right, replace Q with its MKdV equivalent via Miura.
Step three, use Kapler and Topalov's commutation result, theorem 3.1. Since S set 1, we can swap the order. NOU. Now we have the MKdV evolution M acting directly on its own invariant measure.
Uh-huh.
Step 4. Use Borgain's invariance result. Theorem 2.2. We know Piro is invariant under MKdV, so MT Piro is just Pu. Our expression simplifies beautifully to MMA Pier.
We're almost back where we started, step 2.
Exactly. Step 5. Use Cameronero and McKeon. Theorem 4.1, one last time, we know Piro is simply Q. And there you have it, STQ0, Q0, five steps, linking all these powerful results together.
That is elegant, just boom, 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 using each major theorem. It really shows how disconnected pieces of research can suddenly snap together to prove something profound.
Absolutely. It's a testament to how deep mathematical structures connect. The well-posedness results, the invariant measure for MKdV, the properties of the Murat transform, they all had to be in place for this concise proof to emerge.
So thinking about the bigger picture, this invariance of white noise under KdV, is white noise the only thing KdV preserves? Or are there other kinds of statistical states it leaves alone?
That's a great question. And no, white noise isn't the only one. Remark 3 in the paper touches on this. KdV is what's known as an integrable system, and these systems often have a rich structure with many conserved quantities.
More things that don't change over time.
Exactly. KdV has something called a bi-Hamiltonian structure, which is a fancy way of saying it has layers of conserved quantities. This implies it has many invariant measures. For example, there's another Hamiltonian, HU, based on U half UX, which leads to a different invariant Gibbs measure. It's distinct from the white noise measure, which comes from a simpler Hamiltonian HU based on ETU. So KdV preserves different kinds of statistical order, white noise just being one particularly interesting, maximally random one.
Fascinating. So it has multiple favorite playlists that keeps on repeat,
yeah.
Statistically speaking. And you mentioned earlier, this wasn't purely theoretical. There were hints from computational work.
Yeah, that's a nice historical note in Remark 4. Apparently, back in the 60s, Kruskal and Zabuski were doing numerical simulations of KdV, actually, a specific discretized version of it when they were first discovering solitons.
The famous simulations on the Maniac computer.
Those are the ones. And it seems they noticed, or it was noticed later, that their specific discretization also preserved discrete white noise. So there was this numerical hint decades earlier that this property might exist, at least for certain approximations.
But not all approximations would do that.
Right. The paper notes that other ways of discretizing KdV don't preserve white noise. So it highlights that the specific structure of the continuous KdV equation, and perhaps certain careful discretizations, is crucial for this invariance. It makes the rigorous proof for the continuous equation even more significant.
So it's a deep dive that reveals this hidden stability within chaos. A complex nonlinear system like KdV, flowing through pure randomness and leaving it fundamentally unchanged.
Exactly, and the implications are broader than just this one equation. KdV preserves white noise, provides a concrete example of how order and randomness can coexist in a very precise way. It makes you wonder, what other complex systems out there in physics, biology, economics might have similar hidden invariances? Where else might seeming chaos have an underlying structure that preserves its fundamental statistical nature?
It's a really powerful thought that complexity doesn't always destroy randomness. Sometimes it chaperones it perfectly. A reminder that there's often an elegant structure beneath the surface waiting to be found. If a wave equation can handle pure static like this, what other kinds of surprising stability might be hiding in the math that describes our world? Well, hopefully this exploration into KdV, MKdV, Mura, and white noise has given you, our listeners, some fascinating ideas to mull over.
Absolutely. Keep asking questions about these complex systems. You never know when you'll stumble upon another beautiful hidden connection.